Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's less than a week to go now before the party primaries in the race to fill Ted Kennedy's U.S. Senate seat. Tonight, the four Democrats meet in their final broadcast debate after things got feisty in their televised face-off last night on Channel 5. WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty reports.
Politics in Massachusetts is a blood sport. And now that the primary race is in its final rounds, the candidates are coming out swinging. First, on health care reform and the controversy over the amendment that would restrict federal funding for abortion. Businessman Steve Pagliuca hammered home the point that, unlike his rivals, Attorney General Martha Coakley and Congressman Mike Capuano, Pagliuca would vote for a health care bill whether or not the abortion exclusion was in it.
Because I want 30 million people covered. It's a very tough decision. I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-federal funding.
Steve, it's personal with me, and it's personal with every woman who's in this, who's watching this. This was an amendment that was a poison pill that was designed, and it was voted on by people who didn't
vote for it. It's personal with me, too, because it's personal because we have 45,000 people dying because they have no access to insurance.
So Pagliuca swung hard, but Mike Capuano, never afraid of a fight, hit right back.
Have you ever known a poor woman who was forced to choose for an abortion without health care coverage? Have you ever known one?
Yes, I have.
So have I. And you would send them back to the alleys of America?
Pagliuca called that a personal attack. But the exchange was just one of several that drew a white-hot line between the candidates. That made last night's debate different. In the placid decorum of previous forums, the candidates had trouble differentiating themselves. But last night, the debate grew so fiery at times, City Year co-founder Alan Casey tried to make his mark by rising above the fray.
You know, this whole discussion here, I think, is off base. We're all pro-choice. We all want universal health care. I think people at home are saying, well, how are you going to get that done?
The question also applies to the other issue dominating the nation's attention, the war in Afghanistan. The Senate debate took place just an hour before President Barack Obama announced that he'll commit 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan. Obama also vowed to start bringing forces home in July 2011. Even though Massachusetts' current senior senator, John Kerry, supports the strategy, most of the candidates do not, including Martha Coakley.
It seems to me that it's impractical, given what we think the mission is, the number of troops we're sending over, that we really won't be able to be finished in 18 months and to start an exit strategy there.
Steve Pagliuca, however, took a softer line.
We're talking about the lives of our troops. I think the mission's been completed. We've rooted out al-Qaeda, but I think we need to listen to the president, hear him out, and then we can comment tomorrow. We shouldn't make this a political football. That won't be good for anybody.
But passions ran high, especially over domestic issues. When asked if they'd vote for an extension of the Patriot Act, Casey, Pagliuca, and Capuano said no. Coakley wouldn't give a specific answer, saying instead that the Patriot Act could be amended to protect civil rights.
That's what this is always about, protecting people, keeping us safe without violating civil rights. That's what I've been doing for 2.5 decades of my life.
But go ahead, Mr. Capuano.
That's not what the Patriot Act does. The Patriot Act takes away civil liberties unequivocally.
But even if last night's debate seemed like an exercise in political pugilism, the candidates were fighting over issues that matter to voters, particularly the economy, jobs, and the pain people feel in the current recession. WCVB moderator Ed Harding challenged the candidates to connect with voters when he asked each of them to describe one thing they'd done in their households to adjust in this downturn.
Mr. Capuano, sir.
Mostly light bulbs. A lot of these things that I could have done in my own home, I've already done.
Mr. Pagliuca.
Really what I've done is spent a lot more time and a lot more money on charities because people are hurting out there, people that
Ms.
are really
Coakley,
hurting.
What have you done?
We cook in a lot more. We grocery shop and cook in and don't eat out as much as we used to.
Mr. Casey?
We've cut back on our spending. We're not going to have as many gifts this holiday season. We're also trying to do what we can to support others in need.
It was a quick moment of candor in a contest that just has 6 days until the primary, when Massachusetts voters decide who will be the last Democrat standing. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.